Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder. I'll be hosting tonight along with Brigitte. Today we're holding a special Festival of Humanity show, which Brigitte is going to explain all about here in a little bit. As you know, due to the current global circumstances over the past year, we've been holding the show one or two nights a month here, which have been replacing the in-person monthly events we normally held out at Brigitte Center in New Jersey. And again, going forward, we invite you to please stay tuned to our email and Facebook messages. And if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter ready, you can always go to her website, lightbridge101.com, and sign up for her email list, and then you'll be notified when we're going to have shows and things like that. Also, if you'd like to find out more about her services, she offers classes, retreats, healing and channeling sessions, which are done either over the phone, Zoom, or Skype, and I'm sure at some point out of her center again in New Jersey. So again, if you just visit her website for more information on any of that, it's www.lightbridge101.com. If you'd like to find out more about me, you can also visit my website, which is www.mikesnydercc.com. On there, you'll find samples of my music, CD downloads, info about the private sessions that I offer, and you'll find the links to all of our radio shows. You'll find links to the shows we do here and some other ones we've done in the past. There's a lot of good information there. And then we also have many of the meditation classes, recordings that Brigitte and I have held live at her center in New Jersey. So there's a lot of good stuff on there. And as always, if you'd like to hear a replay of this show or any of our past radio shows on Blog Talk, you can visit our radio show website, spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with all that out of the way, Brigitte, we're going to turn it over to you. Are you there?
I sure hope so. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, loud and clear.
Impressive. I seem to always struggle to get on this radio show, so I'm always glad when it finally works out, regardless of technical issues. I might not come through as clear as usual or as in the past few times because I am also calling in via my cell phone, but hopefully it'll still come through okay. And you talked a lot about my services. Mike, what about your services? At MikeSnyderCC.com, you have a lot of great music that can help everyone during these times of awakening and transformation where the demands seem to be even greater than ever before. We are all feeling the great purge and transformation and the power of letting go and letting God, whatever that means to each individual. But I can certainly say for my own personal self that the more I try to control my past, the more frustrating and painful it gets. And as I allow myself to just be present to each moment, whatever that moment looks like, and not try to control it, then it actually flows quite easily. So today we have not only the Festival of Humanity, we have a lunar eclipse and the super moon. It's a very charged day, a day where we certainly are being confronted with some of our deepest fears and anxieties, and it really is an opportunity to now walk our talk. Now, we've all studied so much. We've all taken classes or learned about meditation, learned about alignment, learned about the divine presence. And in times like these right now, we are really asked to apply what we've learned, to not just disregard it or to not just get frustrated and because nothing seems to happen the way we want to, we just throw it out the window, but instead to really trust and have faith that there are things happening underneath the surface. We don't need to understand it. We just need to allow ourselves to be guided along the path by our higher self. And that's really the power of the Festival of Humanity. We have these three major festivals that we are celebrating, the Festival of the Christ, that usually is around Easter. It is the full moon before the first full moon in Taurus, which always has been dedicated to the Vesak Festival. And then the third full moon that follows us now is the Festival of Humanity. And what we witness with these three festivals is also the power of the Holy Trinity. The Festival of the Christ is all about the vibration of love. The Vesak Festival is all about the light, illumination, the light that is being brought down by Buddha. And often that time following the Vesak Festival can feel very uncomfortable, especially if there are areas that you really didn't want to look at too closely, because the light really focuses on what it is that you are hanging on to in form of belief systems that are keeping you limited. And you need first the Festival of the Christ, that love vibration, to be able to integrate the light of the Vesak Valley through love, through compassion, and especially through a place of compassion towards yourself, towards your human self. I think many of us struggle most with our humanity, our human self. Often we see, we get impatient because we know how it can be, and yet here we are having a human life, having to go to work each day and being pulled in many directions, having to make sure that we have money to pay our bills or a roof over our head or relationships that are very human where things might not work out the way we want to. And so we are constantly experiencing in our humanness the duality of life, because the moment we entered into a human body, the moment we entered into form, we created an experience of or an illusion of duality, because part of us is formless, a spirit, and yet part of us is form. So there is automatically this duality, and it reflects itself into many parts of our lives. Men, women, light, darkness, love, fear. We are looking around in our relationships with others, and we see the dual forces clashing sometimes and creating friction. We see it at thunderstorms when low pressure meets high pressure systems and similar like that. And so the Festival of Humanity really brings everything into balance, because at the Festival of Humanity, it is about the divine will. It is about true power, the first ray. What is true power? True power is to hold the space for spirit to work with us and through us. True power is the understanding and the trust and faith that the universe is our back and can work miracles for us if we only stay out of the way and trust and have faith. And so at the Festival of Humanity, we are reinforcing the collective consciousness to have that trust and faith to walk the path of illumination, the path of enlightenment, even so we don't know where it takes us, but to have trust and faith that there is a divine purpose, there is a divine order, and we are all part of it. Now, of course, with the pandemic, what we've experienced in the last year is a major death, a major ending of all the timelines we were on. So it is very much about endings and new beginnings. And whenever there are endings, it feels very frightening at times. I certainly can speak of it. I'm going through a lot of endings right now frightening in that way, as we don't necessarily know where the new beginning, how the new beginning will look like. So our default reaction is then to try to go back to that what's familiar to us, even though we know we've outlived it, we've no longer, it's no longer holding our vibration, it doesn't feel right. And yet we go back to it just because we think that that will give us comfort. We do it with food all the time. We eat all kinds of comfort food, even though we are knowing, we know that it's not good for us. And the same with life, the same with our life structures. So during the Festival of Humanity, we are focusing on our alignment with spirit, on our alignment with our divine self, and then bring forth the higher vision that our divine I Am presence has towards humanity. And so Saint Germain is going to guide you to really feel that alignment, to feel the power of the I Am. And just as I said in my Facebook message earlier, for some of you who might have read it, really to hone in on the understanding that it's not called the divine I was or the divine I will be, but the divine I am. Here I am standing in alignment with my divine I am presence. Here I am rooted into the earth realm to bring heaven here, to bring illumination here, to bring love here, to bring a higher understanding of self here. Here I am as a power of love and transformation. Here I am as the violet flame in action, bringing transformation where it is needed, bringing love where there is fear, bringing light where there is darkness, bringing hope where there is despair. And to really sit with that, like, you know, some of the beautiful prayers, like the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, who very much reminds us what it means to be a channel and instrument of peace. That's just ourselves. It starts with our own life. And it has been brought to my attention from several sources how tough it has been, especially since the Vesak Festival, and how much more can we take? How much more can we purge? How much more can we look at? How much deeper can we go? And all of those questions are very valid. And yet when you really look at them, who is asking this question? It is the part of us that is asking the question that, again, wants to control the path, wants to have a plan, wants to know what's around the corner. It is the part of us that doesn't 100% trust in our divine self. It's the part of us that wants to attach something familiar to the feeling of sadness or sorrow or pain, instead of allowing it to just be, to just burn off, because we are incarnated into the human collective consciousness. The moment we became humans, we became part of the human collective. And so look around. There are people that don't know where their meal is coming from. There are people that don't have a job. There are people that are being persecuted or hunted down, or people that are living in terrible areas where there's terrorism, or whether there are drug lords ruling the people. So there's so much going on in the world. And there's those of us who have chosen to tread a path of love and light, to then assist others to do the same. So yes, it sometimes feels a little bit like a heart or like a tough burn, but when you revisit where you are and the fact that you do have food and the fact that you do have a roof over your head and the fact that you do have friends and that you're really not as alone as you might make yourself believe, then you might have the opportunity to shift that pain in the understanding this is not just your pain. This is a pain that goes so deep, and through your abilities, through your work, through using the violet flames, through using your healing techniques that you've learned, you have the ability to shift that over and over again and to assist by doing so humanity to raise up to another level of consciousness. So when we have a lunar eclipse, when it feels that the light, the reflection of the light is being covered up, when it feels like the earth is hindering the alignment, because the true alignment is earth, moon, sun. But when the earth moves in between the natural alignment, we feel that things are out of sorts. We feel that everything is out of balance. And yet it gives us the opportunity to take a look at the masculine, feminine side within us, at the side that wants to control, the side that is willing to allow, to be receptive to what spirit guides us to do from moment to moment and to just trust that. And so in the Festival of Humanity, we are reminded to have trust and to not always need to know, but to feel in our hearts that this is not an accident. We are not time. This is not an illusion. There are tremendous forces at play, and we all have a very unique role to play in that. So with that, I am going to hand over the music part to Mike. Mike, you can play any opening of your choice. You have it in front of you. And maybe you want to say a little bit of something of what the music piece that you're going to play means in connection to alignment and surrendering to something greater than us to come through and work with us and through us. And then when the piece of music ends, Saint Germain will talk to you directly.
Okay. Well, before you go, I'm going to start out with the Illuminate Six Ray piece. And if you want to just talk about the Six Ray for a little bit.
The Six Ray is very important in connecting to the Festival of the Christ. They are overlighted by Sananda and Lady Nada, the higher aspects of Mary Magdalene and Jesus. And the idea of the Six Ray is to be of service, to be not only of service, but to minister to those in need, not because you need approval that you are making a difference, not because you need to hear that you're doing a good job, not because you're getting paid in return or you're getting something in return, but because it feels right, because you recognize everything around you as a part of yourself. And what that means is that your greatest enemies, that what might be your greatest nemesis, become part of your own self that are seeking to be healed, seeking to be integrated back into all that is. And when we are of service, when we are focusing on helping the less fortunate, a shift occurs. A shift in consciousness, a shift in awareness that allows us to then bring a higher light into ourselves. And so connected to the Six Rays also the magenta color, which is a higher vibration of love, a higher vibration of reminding us of the sacred union that we represent at all times in our work when we connect with others. So as we are doing the Festival of Humanity, we are going to focus on being of service, being an extension to our divine I Am presence so that we can bring heaven to earth. Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. I know that some of you sometimes feel a little deserted or feel that we as a hierarchy of light should be doing more for you. And yet there's so much occurring underneath the surface. And so for one moment, I invite you to stand tall, to allow yourself to feel your feet deeply rooted in the earth. You're part of Gaia. And Gaia is there in gratitude to nurture you. And part of you does not want to fear the solidity of Earth. And yet this is the only way to liberation. It is not by escaping into the higher realms and leaving your body behind. That is when you will feel disconnected and you're actually going to be accident prone. So take a deep breath now and feel the roots growing into the earth. So the rocks, so crystal caves where you're being recharged by beautiful amethyst and rose quartz and clear quartz, going as deep as layers of diamonds and other crystals that rejuvenate you, that strengthen you. How else are you going to support the evolution on Earth, the evolution that humanity is going through, if you're not strengthening your own connection to your human self, your own connection to the Earth? This is becoming more important in the days ahead as humanity is facing a tremendous movement of awakening. And when humanity awakens, humanity will look at those parts of themselves that they've ignored for a very long time. And I'm sure out of personal experiences, you know how that feels like. It feels terrible when you open up your eyes and you realize that you've accepted something in your life for so long out of fear of change, out of fear of letting go, out of fear of ending up alone or not being seen or not being accepted. And what you've created in this process is that you are all alone, is that you're not being respected, is that you fear being left behind. But that is the illusion to break. At this point, I invite you to feel yourself like a beautiful tree. Your crown goes far into the heavens, to be true. And your connection to source is real. It is there. And in this connection, in this alignment between source and the heart of Gaia, you can rest assured that you will not be left behind, that you will not be judged, that you will not be punished, that you will not be downtrodden, that you are already succeeding. You are already of the light. You are already the embodiment of your divine purpose. So I invite you now to fear being the tree of life yourself. The power of I am. I want you to state out loud, I am. And just feel the alignment going through you simply by you acknowledging that you are the I am. And the I am holds a possibilities and the potentialities of everything that ever existed and ever will exist within it. You can be everything and anything. You can be all. Yet right now, you fear the limitations of your human self. And so I invite you again to bring in the light and essence of your divine I am, to breathe it in through your crown into your heart, that essence of your divine I am, and feel it settle within you. Feel it to become the juices of life, your blood, your veins, your life force. And for one moment, breathe out all these ideas, all these limitations, whether it is your job, whether it is where you live, whether it is what you have or have not done. Just let them go for a moment and just focus on this pure life force that is coming into you with the power of the divine I am. You are the divine I am. And from this alignment now, rising from the depths of your most inner self, you will begin to notice visions or sensations that lead you to state who you choose to be at this present moment. And some of you overthink it. You create so many statements that you lose yourself in them. Keep it simple. I am love. If you are love, you're not living in poverty. You're not separate from source. You're not limited. If you are love, your heart is open. And in that one statement lies the greatest secret. You are not afraid so much of your power, but you're afraid of true love. What does I am love mean to you? Don't you right away think of all these conditions connected to love? What if love leaves you? What if love isn't real? What if love is just for everybody else to experience? After all, you were part of the vastness of God just to become an individuated self and to fear that loss of grace, to fear the illusion of being born in sin and shame and guilt. So is love something that simply can go away, or is love something that is beyond the human experience? That is your divine I am. That is your true divine essence. You've heard agape love. You've heard of love, and you're trying to conceptualize it. But I want you to feel it. And feel it not by attaching a story to it, not feeling love because there's a man or woman in your life that you love, or there is something that you love, but just the simplicity of love itself. Just state right now, I am love, and let yourself feel that vibration that your divine I'm presence fuels into you now, the vibration of love. And you'll be amazed how your human self will sabotage the experience of this greater love. But all I want you to feel is love. And feel your heart heart opening right now. It's a suspicious time, because as your heart is opening right now, you are assisting the heart of humanity to open up further. Out of the fear to open up to the unknown, many hearts have been divided and closed. Now I ask you to feel the power of the I am love and being willing to experience that kind of divine love without knowing what that looks like, without having a plan, by having to do anything, but to just let yourself experience with every step you take, with every breath you take, that kind of love. And you'll be amazed where this love will be given to you and shared with you in the most unexpected ways. And it is through allowing love in without any kind of judgment or attachment that you then in turn can flow love out. And you're creating a circulation of love. So we are now going to play the third ray activation, and I want you to breathe in and out of your heart slowly and to keep repeating, I am love. But not just by saying words, but feeling the power of I am love. So the power of this love, you can now open yourself up to the light, the divine light that wants you to see the truth yourself. There are times where you're so afraid to look, thinking that what will be shown to you will be painful and unbearable, that you rather close your eyes from the truth. But you're not being judged. You're being exalted. You're being risen up out of the darkness into the light. You are being removed from that what has held you limited and tight into a liberated state of experience. So allow yourself now to open up to the divine light that is coming down from source as a path of light, raising you up out of your body, raising you up out of the room that you are in, raising you up further and further into a whole new state of existence. As you raise up, you can feel yourself merging in sacred union with your divine I Am presence. You can feel yourself expand to a very different form of experience of self. And as you raise up further, you can look back upon the earth and you see her for what she really is, no longer stuck in the collective despair, but now risen above the commotion, above the chaos, looking down and recognizing the patterns that are playing out, recognizing the stories that you've started to buy into. They're not your stories. This is not your chaos. You're above that commotion because of the work you've done, because you've walked a path of deep inner transformation that have allowed yourself to raise up and to detach yourself from some of the pain and discord that has risen to the surface on earth. Because your purpose is to be a beacon of light. And so it is important for you to not buy into the stories that are resurfacing, but to be strong in your alignment with the light and to be steady and walking one step after another, holding true to your divine I Am. To remind yourself that you are a co-creator bringing heaven on earth. You are the bridge that allows light and darkness to unify. And by doing so, for a shift of consciousness to take place. And with that, you are creating a space for spirit to work with you and through you. And I want you to envision this now. There's the many, many other light workers who've risen above chaos, the tumultuous times, the fear and the worries, who are all up there now with you, around the earth. And I want you to envision holding each other's hand, creating a chain of light workers that goes all around the earth. You might be holding the hand of an absolute stranger, and yet in that stranger, all you can feel is love and light and gentleness as a reflection of your own love and light and gentleness and kindness. And so right now, as columns, as bridges, you are now, through the in-breath, bring in pure light from souls into you. And as you breathe out, you're sending this light to earth. Not because you're judging the evolutionary process that is taking place on earth. Not because you're forcing the light upon humanity. But there are many who are asking for this division to be resolved. There are many that seek for the merging of the light and the darkness within themselves. There are many that want to move into a place of peace again. And that's why you're doing what you're doing. So we are going to play the piece, Rays of Light, for this process. And we want all of you to focus on being the channel and instrument of love and light that you're always meant to be, that you've always been, and that you will always be going forward. And in the process, you will feel yourself being purged of discord, being purged of anything that no longer serves you, making you an even more brilliant star in the world that brings heaven to earth. We will start now. Beautiful. And now you can let go of those next to you. And in front of you, a path of light opens up that is pulling you further upwards towards the portal of the moon. And as you find yourself moving towards the moon and you look back, you witness the moment from the point of view of the moon when the earth moves in front of the sun. And the reason why the moon becomes a blood moon at that moment of the eclipse is because the rays of the sun flow from the side of the earth and hit the moon, just like the rising or the setting of a sun. And so you bask yourself in that reddish light, the tone that reminds you of beginnings and endings, as the sunset stands for endings and the sunrise stands for new beginnings. And so you too are stepping now through a portal, across the threshold, leaving behind the old you, and truly trusting in the power of your divine I Am to work with you and through you, guide, surround, and protect you at all times. And so as you step through that reddish glowing moon as a portal, as a doorway, you can feel within you the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness strengthening, the flame of love, of light, and of power. And as you reach the other side of the portal, you're greeted by representatives of those three rays. And you feel like you're coming home because you can feel that you've stepped into your true self. This is who you are, where the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness is in balance with you. Everything else is an illusion. Everything else is not truth. This, the way you feel now, this is who you are and who you're meant to be. And so presenting to you a symbol of love that is unique to you is Master Paul the Venetian, as he's infusing into you a sacred symbol of activation that will strengthen your heart, that will strengthen your heart for the days ahead. Not that you have to be afraid of the days ahead. But the idea is to help you stabilize a little bit more with some of the energy currents that take place during a time of awakening. 2021 is a year of great change, change for everyone. And so the vibration, the essence of this sacred symbol is strengthening your heart to make it easier for you to let go of what no longer serves you and to have trust and faith that whatever comes next will be better suited for you. Kusumi is infusing you with a divine light to help you that there is nothing to be afraid of when you look into your shadow areas. These are simply old, outdated belief systems that you really have no attachment to anymore. And Kusumi will help you in the days ahead to let go of those old belief systems, those old stories and memories that simply are no longer your stories and memories. They no longer have any power over you, whether it's past life or this lifetime. And so Kusumi is holding up this torch of light for you to help you see a truth that liberates you, not limits you, that will show you beautiful co-creator on earth that you are. And Moria is infusing you with the strength and the courage to know that being part of something greater is a beautiful gift where you can lean back and where you can allow yourself to relax more, and you can allow yourself to be carried through the transformation, through the changes ahead, that you do not have to do all the work by yourself. You can truly allow the divine to do the work for you. You can allow your divine I am to do the work for you. Sacred symbols are now infused into you and strengthen you and will help you free you from the past so that you can step into a new beginning. Allow yourself to receive that. And Mike, if you can please play another small piece of music for that, it would be great. Thank you. now that this is complete, Kusumi is going to open up a pathway back to your physical self. Simply flow along the path of light that is taking you back to the earth, all the way back to the physical body you left behind. And as you enter your physical body, once again, be reminded of the power of I am. Keep it simple. I am love. I am light. I am the divine power made manifest on earth. I am love in action. I am one with all that is. Feel yourself get settled in your physical self. Move your feet. Move your fingers. Take a couple of deep breaths. As the activation of the sacred symbols you just received from El Moria, Kusumi, Master Paul the Venetian is settling within you. Make sure you integrate these energies by drinking a lot of water, resting when rest is needed. And now that we are filled with tremendous love and gratitude for your willingness to walk the path of illumination at this time on earth so others can follow. Blessings to you, my friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always, and it is so. Namaste.
Great show. Brigitte, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. Yeah, it was beautiful bringing that energy of divine power through, especially since we had lightning storms around here earlier, so it really is all about power, so it's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the next show is going to be on for the summer solstice, right? It's hard to believe that we're already just about in June. I mean, where does the time go?
Next month already.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention that there's some more resources, too. If you type in Lightbridge 101 in a YouTube search on YouTube, there's a couple of videos that we have on there. And then there's also a section on Brigitte's website where we have some videos on there also. So if you just poke around a couple places, there's always some resources that we have out there when you need them.
Yeah, and don't you have on your site, too, the Voice America radio shows we've recorded years ago, and they are also extremely helpful in all kinds of situations.
Yeah, they're really good. They're for all sorts of different subjects that you can run into in life. One of my favorites is the one that focuses on emptying out, you know, clearing the mind, emptying out. But I always tell people, if you need a quick pick-me-up, go check out that list. There's a link on my website under radio shows, under the downloads page, I believe. And I say pick a problem, and then we had done a show for it. Yeah, we try to have stuff out there for everybody. So, especially in these times where it's been harder to get together, and you know, there's not much happening with groups, and you know, I think it's just slowly starting to come back. But for a long time, we've kind of all been under the radar, you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for listening. I hope you had the full moon wasn't too impacting for you. I know a lot of us have been doing our best to emotionally stabilize ourselves, but let's keep on going, right?
Yep. So, all right. Well, it was great working with you tonight, Brigitte and Saint Germain. So we'll do it again.
Wonderful working with you.
We'll do it again next month. So
sounds good.
All
thank
right.
you, Mike.
Well,
your music was beautiful as usual. So thank you so much for being the DJ of your music tonight.
Thank you. Okay. Well,
all
good
right.
night, everybody.
Peace out. Love you all. Bye.